Welcome in Lisa Burke, the Executive Director of the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau, and it's Tourism Week. Happy Tourism Week to you.
Yes, it is. It's National Tourism Week. We celebrate tourism the first week in May every year. So we kicked that off yesterday with a proclamation from the mayor at Fort Cody, and we have a few things going on this week to celebrate. So,
and the City of North Platte is a tremendous partner for our local Visitors Bureau, Mayor Kelleher in his first term here as mayor has been very supportive of, as well, for anything that brings people here to the city.
Right, most definitely. He's been a great partner, and the city itself has always been a great partner. They've whatever we've needed when we bring special odd events like horseshoe tournaments and all that stuff to town. They
and the excitement of the cornhole industry.
Yes, and the cornhole, all that fun stuff. They embrace it and help us as much as they can. So we really appreciate their partnership. So
no coincidence that this is Tourism Week, kind of right before the busy summer season approaches.
Correct.
Is extremely busy in the tourism industry, especially
right.
This year.
Right, this year. Every other year we do a tourism economic impact study with Dean Runyon and Associates, and in 2019 they estimated that tourism spending in Lincoln County amounted to $105 million just year. And the jobs that are tied to tourism are 1,400 jobs. So, you know, it is a big has a big economic impact on our community, as tourism does. And when COVID hit, you know, it drastically reduced all of that spending. The Visitors Bureau, even though we are a county entity, we only work off of the lodging tax that's collected at the hotels. And, that was drastically reduced. We lost about $250 last year in income that we typically give back via grants and marketing through, you know, to get people here to North Platte and Lincoln County. So this year, we're seeing a lot of people traveling already. There's a lot of pent-up demand for that. But it's still a little bit concerning because we don't have people to make beds and work in our restaurants. And so there's still a little bit of issue out there. They may be traveling, but I'm not sure we can accommodate them because we don't have those workers that we need to help us facilitate that. So
a lot of folks locally looking for those employment opportunities and looking for those great employers and individuals that are reliable for those occupations as well.
So. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of openings at those hotels out there on I-80. I know most of them are searching for help. So if anybody's looking for a job, a part-time job or full-time job, now's students, you know, that's
a great thing for them. Potentially build a career in the hospitality industry,
Most definitely.
And I'll tell you, hotels never turn down applications. Even if they're full on staff, they'll take the application.
Right. Yes, they definitely, that is very true. So, so transitioning into that Wednesday, we are doing our second annual Tourism and Excellence Awards. Last year it was very challenging because we had to do it via Zoom.
Yes, the whole pandemic impact.
Yeah, that was fun for our very first one. But we're having the State Tourism Director, John Ricks, come out and speak. And we're giving out awards and in segments of the tourism industry that those awards are given to individuals who give excellent customer service, because that's kind of the compass of what we do. Is we provide excellent service to get those people back to our community, and they leave North Platte with a great feeling and a smile on their face, and know that we want them back, and then they spread that word to their friends and family, and that's just how we improve our reputation. And so we wanted to acknowledge and give out those awards to those people who work so hard in the hospitality industry.
Yeah, absolutely, especially the ones that keep that canteen spirit alive and well that we discuss almost every month.
For sure. So that's what we have going on there. Then we transition into, I'm going to talk a little bit about our water trail signs.
Yes, this is exciting news that just broke this week, right?
Right, yes. This is kind of something that we were working on about 5 years ago pretty heavily, and then we got busy and sidetracked with different things. And when COVID made us slow down and we kind of went back to those projects that we needed to pick up and finish. And
checked on the back burner to see what was brewing back there.
Right, and this was one of those. There's a lot of people who use the North Platte River, and there's a lot of misconceptions about the how safe it is. I guess I how you would say that very quickly. People may, it may take 20 minutes to get from North Platte to Hershey, there north of Hershey, where you get in at the Platte River, but it takes about 6 hours to get from there to North Platte. And a lot of people don't realize that when you're, you're on a water vessel, whether it's a tank or a kayak or a tube. There's also issues with the water level, too, because if it's the water level's too high, it's very dangerous, and you shouldn't be out there. So that sign gives them information. You know, if it's after lunch and you're wanting to start your trip, realize that it's going to take 6 hours. You know, a lot of people who have lived along the river have had to go out and rescue people at midnight or, you know, when it's dark because they had underestimated how long it would take to get there.
Well, and thank the Lord that those people are along the river,
exactly,
too, because that could be disastrous.
It could be, very, very much so. Water levels also, you know, if it's too high, you're going way too fast, and the water's extremely deep.
Oh, yeah. That current's so strong, too, that you have very little control, if any.
Right. So there's a lot of issues there. And when it's too low, you may be dragging your vessel all the way to North Platte, and that's going to be really exhausting.
Yeah.
So there's a QR code there that sends them straight to the water levels from McConaughey that kind of tells them where that is there.
Okay.
It's not, it's NPPD, but they test, or they have water level measurements all along the river.
Sure.
So they can tell them, you know, if it's this, then it's going to take you this long, or if it's this level, it's unsafe.
They can help with the equations.
Right, exactly. So that sign is definitely needed, you know, tells them to, that also, you know, the river is public property, but when you get off on the bank, you're on private property. Mm-hmm. Somebody owns that, so be respectful of that. Take your trash with you. Don't leave it, you know, in the water. All those safety things. And then we did put a marker halfway, too, so people would know that
halfway there.
They're halfway there.
And this piece of tin could potentially be a lifesaver.
Yes, I'm sure. There's been a lot of it yesterday, and there's already been a couple people, Beatrice Reyna from Canopy TV, she said that, you know, if she had had a scary experience on the river, too, because they didn't realize, you know, the water levels and how it impacts you. So
a lot to take into consideration with that.
Right.
And you have the scientists and professionals at NPPD helping with the equation. Definitely not a bad thing.
Right. So that's, you know, just something to keep people safe. You know, we want people to utilize that river every, you know, much as we possibly can. And but we want them to be safe and enjoy their trip down there. So, and then we have Boys State Golf. That's starting here in a couple weeks. We just met with NSAA actually Friday, and they are still dealing with COVID restrictions. So, unfortunately, they are not allowing us to have scoring monitors at the tournament, which is kind of disappointing because North Platte has such a great group of volunteers that help us. So today we're meeting with Will and Rich at Lake Maloney Golf Course to try to figure out what else we can have those volunteers do, because we've already got several.
Sure. Want to keep them involved,
yes,
but still be compliant with the NSAA's restrictions.
Right, yeah. So that's, you know, they are allowing anybody and everybody to come out and watch. They are just, last fall they had to reduce the amount of people on the golf course, and when they started that, they have to finish it throughout the year. So
it's promising to find out this isn't permanent. This is just going to be finishing this cycle and then get back to quote-unquote normal next round.
Right. We hope that it's normal.
Fingers
next
crossed.
Fall. Yes, for sure. So that's unfortunate, but, you know, we're still excited that we get to host Boys State Golf this year, and then we did get it for the next 3 years as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
It's great to find
Class
out.
Class C. Boys State Golf. So that typically is our local, you know, Sutherland and Mullen and St.
Yeah,
Pat's.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of the Sand Hills.
Yeah.
So Yeah. Lisa, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
That's probably it. If you, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, go to visitnorthplatte.com, find our calendar of events. There is a baby animal festival this weekend.
Yes.
One last weekend.
We talked about that a little bit last month,
I think.
And that has been extremely popular,
it sounds like.
And how could it not be popular?
No kidding. And it's going to be beautiful. So get out there and squeeze on an animal.
We know the Nebraska Land Days Festival is quickly approaching as well, Lisa.
For sure.
Are you ready yet? Or?
Oh, yeah, we're ready. I'm sure David is ready, and I didn't want to take his thunder.
Sure.
That's David's thunder. He'll be in here, I'm sure, this week.
Quite a bit. He'll be
To talk about, because Friday is the first Dress Western Friday, so we should make sure everybody's wearing their Western garb on Friday.
Pamphlets for Nebraska Land Days are out, so encourage folks to get ready for the big festival. There's going to be a lot going on, a lot of folks here, too. So.
Right.
Probably going to have some record numbers, I'm predicting.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you in the studio, and we'll see you in June as we prepare for Nebraska Land Days.
All right, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break on Husker Radio's KODY.